handle the pocket rocket of Te Ao Māori, Awarangi, Tamahiri. Kia ora, Awarangi.
Kia ora. Hi, good to be on your show.
No, it's great. Great to be
late at night for me.
No, great to be back on Māori Talkback. Hey, we just had Mini Picker on, and thankfully she hadn't had her first glass of Merlot, so we're all good to go.
Oh, you are on a roll then.
Hey, let's talk about the wonderful work of Waipareira, because we are seeing more of our whānau self isolating at home. There's been a bit of criticism in the media of late, but diving aside from that, the work that you fellas are doing by supporting whānau who are vulnerable is quite incredible. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, I think probably in the last 3 to 4 weeks for us, we saw quite a change where we have an 0800 line that goes 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. And suddenly we started getting calls from just whānau living in West Auckland saying, hey, I'm positive, I'm at home, what do I do? Some hadn't actually heard anything back of what to do. Some were at home, but absolutely struggling. I mean, it's understandable, isn't it? I mean, for these families, you know, they can't even, a lot of them can't even get food to just survive for the next day or 2 days. So how on earth are they going to put food away for 3 months thinking that might have to be isolating? It's just not doable, possible, you know.
No, it's not, because
we're
literally talking about people who are going from paycheck to paycheck often, or sometimes benefit to benefit payment. And there was also a story that emerged today that some were desperately trying to bring MSD to check on whether or not they can have an additional entitlement for a special needs grant for food. It's kind of like they've been left out as we drive towards this narrative of just vaccinate, 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 which Kapai I'm all in favour of. But what about those who are suffering now?
Yeah, and you know, and the biggest thing is that, you know, these families, I mean, we've always said that from a kaupapa Māori point of view, haven't we? It's not one thing for whānau, it's everything. It's health issues, it's social services issues, justice issues, it's everything all together. So, you know, you can't just rely on one department to do a bit here, another department to do a bit there. It must be an integrated solution wrapped around them intensively for everything they need at once, you know. And the other thing for them is that they don't actually trust a lot of people, you know. It's actually quite hard for a lot of these families to ring up and actually say what's happening in their home. And, that, you know, and it comes with a lot of whakamā, all sorts of things. And so, you know, it takes a lot to ring up, and then it's just the way our kaimahi just go in, have a chat with them, suss out what's happening in the house. You know, what do we do to wrap around the babies, the kids? You know, sometimes it's the grandparents in the house. Sometimes it's solo mum or dad. There's just so many different situations facing them. But what we're able to do is then figure out what they need and then go back to the different agencies to see what support that they can wrap around them.
So you become that conduit in some ways as well, eh? Because, I mean, that spirit of whakawhanaungatanga, Māori trust Māori more so than they might trust a non-Māori organisation. So, you know, tick that box. But it is important, because we do know, the evidence is clear, that when our whānau are dealing with potentially one government agency, in fact, it's not. They've probably been dealing with 3 or 4. And in times of crisis, just having the ability to navigate those complex bureaucracies and systems can push them to the brink.
Oh, absolutely. And they wouldn't even know where to start, right? And the other thing that you're seeing in COVID is that a lot of the agencies aren't there physically on the ground a lot of the time. A lot of their work is done remotely. So it's often organisations like Waipareira that have always fronted up right from the day we went into level 4 with the right staff, with the right PPE gear, and go straight into the homes if we need to for those whānau. Mm. I mean, we have other things, support. We have a crisis team. We have a rapid response team. We have a food bank team, all sorts of teams that, as well as vaccinations and working with our whānau who are positive, you know, there's other issues happening in these families' lives anyway that were there before COVID. Mm. I mean, you know, just dealing with violence and all sorts of other things in the homes, you know.
Well, the other one that's emerging, of course, is the creeping prevalence of mental health. I mean, we already know anxiety is an issue. We've touched on that. But the seeding of mental health, and then, of course, tamariki arangatahi, who haven't been at school here in Tāmaki for some time, and even those young people who are not sitting their NCEA exams and are being lost to the system. I mean, we've got a weight of social problems coming down the line. It begs the question, are we seeing enough investment going into organisations like Whānau Waipareira and others? Is it enough, or are we just band-aiding things at the moment? We've got to get more heavy investment in next year.
Well, it is band-aiding it, but you're able to see now, you know, because we're in crisis, it's a lot clearer as to what these organisations' capability is and what they can always do. But one of the concerns that we have got too, and you raise the one about kids, particularly in year 13, who may not be going to school next year or might even be going to a trade training institution or whatever, that we think that we have a massive tail for at least 2 to 3 years after this. Dealing with things as a result of COVID, like children who may not be going back next year. I mean, the flow-on effects for that are at least 2 to 3 years out. So we're starting to have to plan now about after COVID, it's actually the realities of getting, you're almost missing about 2 to 3 years of children who are just coming to leaving school, about to leave school, who may not necessarily go to get a qualification or go on to do other forms of training because of COVID, right? We're finding that now just because, you know, they just weren't at school for the last half of this year. So it's a lot, it's complicated.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of work to do in this space for at least 2 to 3 years after this just to get back to where we were 2 years ago.
Which comes back to that importance of horizoning longer term investment, eh? I mean, so we're band-aiding things at the moment. We're doing the job that needs to be done at the moment. And by we, I mean, of course, the army of whānau out there that are on the front lines. I mean, me, I'm nothing more than a backroom operator sort of business. But you know, I just think next year, 2023, 2024, you're absolutely right. There's a lot more funding that needs to be piled in.
Absolutely. And now that the relationships are there, right, now that also we're able to actually, this time round, we're actually able to deliver how we've always wanted to, right? So we actually are putting mobile clinics in place and so forth with our families. It's a model we always wanted to do.
Because
it's a one-stop shop. It's not just vaccinations. We have social workers, we have all sorts of staff that are just there in the clinics providing support for these families when they come for vaccination as well. But that shouldn't stop. That is actually the total beginning of an integrated, on-the-ground community solution for whānau. But now the relationships are there with whānau, that should not be turned off and go back to government organisations as well after this.
No,
you're actually beginning them on a massive journey of change.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, now's not the time. Now that the WACA has been set forth, there's no, what we've got to do, not do is revert to business as usual, eh?
Hey, that's right. And, you know, I was just going to say, but the other thing for me is there is a place for government staff and other institutions, but it is as a backbone support to community organisations who lead the charge and have some specialists come in behind when they need it, rather than the other way around.
No, absolutely. Now, whānau, for listening out there, the number to call to whānau or Waipareira if you are in need, it's 0800 924942, 0800 924942. Remember what Awarangi said, it's between 8 a.m. in the morning and 8 p.m. And for our whānau out there, don't be afraid to reach out to our marae and our whānau community organisations right across Tamaki Makaurau. Awarangi, can I just say you're a damn inspiration, lady. I swear to God, you're not even a diamond in the rough.
But you know, when you're there in it day to day and you see what our people are facing, it's just the least we can do, you know. It's the least we can do.
Absolutely.
To give them some hope for the future.
Absolutely. Hey, kia ora, thank you very much. It was Awarangi Tamahiri, of course, from Te Whānau or Waipareira. Whānau, that number.